So Rashi says something interesting here. Medrash Agada. Lama nismecha parashas etem nitzavim leklolis. Why was parashas nitzavim written right after the klolis of kisavim? Lefishe shomo Yisrael mea klolis chaser shtayim chutz mimem tesh b'teres kainim hayriku p'neim. All those klolis, oh, ay, vavay. From a mi yuchal lamoid be'elu. Hischel meishel afaisam. Calm them down. Atem nitzavim hayoim harbe hichastim lamokom v'le os eschem kloya v're atem kayamim lefonav. You angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times and he didn't destroy you. You're here today. So therefore, you can feel okay. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not when he takes oinish. The purpose of an oinish from Hashem is not punishment in the sense that we think of it. It's not nekama. It's not to get back at the person. That's not how Hashem functions. Hashem is oyev every single Yisrael, both before the chet and after the chet. The Ava doesn't change. The Ava is always there. The Ava that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has is, like we said, like an Ava who has to mete out punishment to straighten a person out. That's the purpose of this punishment. That's why Klal Yisrael is very different from the Goyim. The Goyim exist basically to serve Klal Yisrael. Everything that occurs, every event that occurs all over the world, it's unbelievable, is all the Tavis Yisrael. So the Goyim exist, in a certain sense, to serve Yisrael in whatever capacity. Sometimes we understand, sometimes we don't understand. So when it comes to the Goyim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is patient. He waits, doesn't give punishment. Comes the Zman, when they've reached their due, he wipes them out. We've seen that so many times over the course of history. This nation disappeared, that one disappeared. When it was Memali Sosa, when their measure, when only Midas, when the measure gets filled, then it's over. But in Klal Yisrael, it's a whole different ballgame. In Klal Yisrael, Hashem Adarabba, our purpose, that's what Avraham Avinu got from the Akedah. We're going to exist, the tachlis of the Bria. We have a haftacha, we're going to exist ad hasayf, ad bias gula. We're promised a gula, it's going to come, and Klal Yisrael is going to exist. So the purpose of punishment here will never be to wipe out Klal Yisrael. It's always going to be to save it, to be mesaken. Say, the David Hashem Oiri v'yishi. So Chazal v'drasha. Rosh Oiri ze Rosh Hashanah. Yishi ze Yom Kippur. Did I mention this once? If I didn't, no. So Yom Kippur being Yishi, I understand. It's Yeshua, it's Kapara. Why is Rosh Hashanah Oiri? Why is it Oiri? But the teretz is the following. The din of Rosh Hashanah is not chas v'shalom. We think of it in frightening terms. It's some kind of a selectia. It's choishich. It's a din that you want to avoid. You want to be able to hide under the barracks and not... Well, in a certain sense, yes. But in a certain sense, the psak is not going to be to hurt us. Whatever Hashem is going to don Klal Yisrael and don an individual is l'tevosa. It's to straighten you out. It's because he needs to see where you belong. We'll talk more about that. Maybe next week will be another shmooze. But it's in a certain sense to straighten everybody out. Ein lecha or gavu mizeh. It's gavaldik. So here's the catch here, guys. Imagine someone's going to a doctor. Going to a doctor, and he's going to examine you to see if you have ailments. If he finds chas v'shalom an ailment, he maybe prescribe a surgery. He may require other kinds of treatments which are uncomfortable or worse. Is that to hurt you? It's l'tevas. But on the other hand, people know that when they're going sometimes to a doctor for checkups, and especially checkups when there's a fear that there's something there, the checkup becomes very scary. Even though the end result is l'tevoscha, but the end result is very, very frightening. Loimi boy, certainly when a person goes for a checkup and has no reason to assume there's anything wrong. But when you know that there could be something there, and you go for the checkup, believe me, people are very nervous. I can't tell you how many people call and ask me to get brachas from Avdon before their checkup. I can't tell you how many people I get those calls from. They're having a checkup. They want a bracha. So Rosh Hashanah, in a certain sense, is a checkup. Kol Echad is overly v'kivin morim. Each one gets his moment, gets his chance, gets his checkup to see where you're holding. Where do you stand? Do you need some kind of a tikkun to straighten you out? Now, I want to ask you a question, though. So in that sense, we understand it's the same matzah. But there may be a difference here. What if I told you a person was going for a checkup? And we told him ahead of time to do certain things that he would not need any kind of refuah from the doctor when we got there. The person ignored that. Just didn't listen. What would you say about it? It's kind of stupid, huh? Something that's dumb. If you know that there are issues that you have, and you know there are the things you can do to take care of it, and you ignore it, you're kind of an idiot. Elamai. Person somehow, says to himself, nothing's going to happen. There's a pasuk about this. V'hayah b'shoma yestiv rehola azayis. You know the checkup's coming. Vizbarach bilvavoy leimor. Give himself a bracha to his own self. Sholem yeli. Ki bishruus libeilech. Not going to worry. Sholem yeli. It's not going to happen. You know, there's a checkup. And not only that, you know the issues are there. Sholem yeli. Bishruus libeilech. How can that be? How does that work? The mind is incredible. The mind is incredible. You know everything in your head. But somehow, the heart can't respond. Can't respond. It doesn't respond. You actually tell yourself, Sholem Yeli. I can continue the way I am. Sholem Yeli. If I give you the case of a medical person, you say, it's crazy. With Rosh Hashanah, doesn't seem to shake us up. Why is that? Well, I can think of two reasons. One is a very fundamental reason. It's a fundamental reason, unfortunately, and it. The Gedolim have spoken about it. The Gedolim have said that the central issue, Reb Aaron Leib told Reb Don, that the topic of discussion of a Baal Musa today is one thing, Emunah. Somehow, and perhaps in a person's deep recesses, he doesn't really believe it. Rosh Hashanahs go by, we've seen them before, nothing seems to change. Well, That's a different shmooze, emunah. But there's no question that this time of year, more than any time, is a time when a person really needs to be mischazik. There's only one thing that helps for emunah, and that's learning Musar. I think I've told you guys that many times. I promise you, I'm maftiach you, that if a person, I used to tell my talmidim always, if a person's waiting, says, okay, if I saw a hand come out of the sky, or a malach appeared to me, he said, that would be the changing moment in my life. So I told him, no, wouldn't be a changing moment in your life. In fact, I told him, I'm maftiach you something. I used to tell my guys who this is the issue, maybe you can relate to this a little. No, these guys know what I'm talking about. The guy's on his way to town. I said, you make a turn, and a malach standing in front of you and tells you, don't go. You'll get scared, and you'll shake, and you'll turn around and go back. I said, in a half an hour, not a half an hour, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Did I see that? That didn't really happen. You're going to start? Not so sure. And before you know it, maybe I should go. No, I won't go exactly. Before you know it, you're going to slip right back in. There's psukim that illustrate this. They left Har Sinai, and the next parasha, they're complaining right away. They left Har Sinai. I asked Mordon this once. How is it? So he told me, yes, Reb Chatzkel. Reb Chatzkel said there's a gzeres akosiv in the Bria. That's how he put it. That's Don's words. Zeris akosiv in the Bria. That no matter what you see, he gave me a marshal. He said, you see the sun come up in the morning. You don't need the sun to come up again to believe the sun's going to come up tomorrow. He said, with this, with anything that relates to Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence, there's a whole Zeris akosiv in the Bria kilo, that you're always going to have issues of the moon. So the only way for that is with Musar. After the Musar. You have to ingrain within yourself Kodesh Baruch Hu's his existence, and that he's here and he's watching me. He's watching me for all reasons. But there's something else. The pasuk continues, Leman Tzvayis Haravos Hatzmeyo. All the Rishonim have different pshatim, what those words mean. Everyone is nogeh for people in different ways. But one thing is certain. It all relates to an idea that a person's living a certain kind of life. You're living a certain way. Hagam in your head, it tells you there has to be change. But the Taivas HaAdam is, I don't really want to change. Life is good, I'm happy. Ad kedei kach. I'm learning this into Rashi. Rashi says, Harova shoygeg shu oisik adam shikor shlemidas, hatzmeya shu oisimidas uva taiva. The shoygeg becomes a taiva. Because I'll say a person repeats, it becomes huchulot. Huchulot sakadaita chalanaisalais keheter. I once heard a pshat, what's the half of me? Huchulot sakadaita. You know the Gemara I'm referring to. So huchulot, the Gemara says, a person does an avera a second time, he's Meshane, it's Huchuloi. Frankly, more Huchuloi Sakadetach, and a nice look at Heter. What's Pshat Huchuloi? So I once heard a Pshat that after a person does an Aveira, it becomes so ingrained that you're almost an Oinus. You can't break out of it. You can't break out of it. So if there's a Havamidir in Oinus, it'd be Potter. That's not what it means. Nice is like a Heter. It's worse. It's reached a point where not only is it an Aveira, but it becomes so ingrained that it's not just like a Heter. It's you get shogeg mazid, it's worse. You're treating it like this is mutter for me. This is the danger of sholem yeli ki bishriris libyelich. Person is saying, I'm going to get by, and these things that I know are there don't have to be tackled because I'll pull through. I pulled through last year. I'll pull through somehow. This is talking to Klai Yisrael. It's talking to everybody else. Everybody else needs to hear the shmooze. Me, somehow I'll get by. Gentlemen, Mutzi Shabbos, we're starting to say slichas. And slichus. It's interesting. I mean, tzad echad has a, it's very dramatic. It's misoyer, me'oyer. But you can ask yourself, the piyutim that we say, if you sit down and learn them ahead of time, it's very hard to understand a lot of them. A lot of them are hard. In fact, sometimes after you understand them, it needs a whole drush that it, to be mechaven to it while you're saying it is almost impossible. Mitzad sheni, even if you wanted to do that, in a lot of places they're said at such speed that... But mitzad sheni, Rabbi Yisai. So for us, what's it about? I can't think of a better way to shake us out of that ki b'shrius li b'elich. It's a wake-up call. Slichus is the wake-up call. The time is here. If Elul didn't do it, then the Zman Slichas has to do it. It has to wake us up. You know, we have to wake up. Well, I better do something. I better do something different. And I want to add something. Even if the Shrius Libi is so powerful, the Nasus Lekhetzer is so powerful, but if you can't at least... In the run up to Rosh Hashanah, through Eretz Yisrael, at least find Pesach to be different. You know, Chazal say that we have it's Rodin Shulchan Aruch. In the Zman of Eretz Yisrael, even if you're not Makpid on Pesach, well, you have to be Makpid. Achronim learn, I definitely heard B'Shem Reb Moshe, that means not Lav Dafka Pesach, it's a time to be Noi Chumros. It's a time to take on things, take on Kabbalahs. So, I want to emphasize something. Even if a person says to himself, okay, it's so ingrained, I can't make the change. But at least slichas, aser semi tshuva, the change has to be made. I'll ask, who am I fooling? So I want to ask you a question. A boy and girl go on a date. Boys get ready for a date. You shower. I don't know if you shave, maybe use cream. I don't know what we use over here. We're talking about. But you want to look good. The girls, 2 hours to get ready for a date. 2 hours every day. Yes, they dress nice. They dress clean. You see the boys wearing their tie. They look in their mirror. Gentlemen, they don't even wear a tie. In yeshiva, they might have bought the tie for the date. What's going on? So what's the point? I mean, who are you fooling? You're fooling her? She's fooling you? That's not how I am. But Rabbi Yisai, when you're having that rendezvous, that pkisha, if you don't look your best then what are you saying? You're saying, I don't really care. It's not important. This is the rendezvous with Hashem. If that's not who you are, but you want to say, this is really who I want to be. Hashem, I'm trying. I know where I have to get to. And I'm trying. I have types. I'm going to work on them. And by the way, you should think, this is certainly the avoid of a game plan. Let me buy the easy things to take care of, but even the hard things. If you can't take care of them right away, at least a game plan. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said it's important to have Kabbalahs. One or two Kabbalahs, even they used to say three Kabbalahs, even one. To have something that I'm doing, I'm working on it. Because if at the rendezvous with Hashem, that's not who you are. So then you're saying, I don't really care. If I don't really care, b'shrius libi eilech, I'm just going to go who I am. I'm not worried about anything. And that's the biggest danger. So Rabbi Yisai, this is the first, I'm trying to give a shmooze here. This is... David wanted me to tell everybody that I really gave David the shmuz. You're just listening in. So he asked for the shmuz. But this is what it's about. Come Mitzvah Shabbos, at least. Wake up. Wake up. If the Shefer didn't do it in Elul, the Slichas has to do it. And it's a time to think. And think carefully about who you are. And think about all the things in your life that could need to be changed. And Mitzvah Hashem, that's how we're going to be zeichet to have in Mitzvah Hashem a psak din and a ksivu ksimat teva. You guys have a wonderful Shabbos.